Welcome to another episode of What's the Point Podcast.
I'm your girl Dad.
And I'm your girl T. And it's nice to see y'all. And thank you for supporting us so far with this comeback.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming back for another episode. We're so glad that you guys could join us today. Hope y'all doing good. So we just gonna jump right into the episode.
Right.
So how you been doing, T? What you been up to?
I've been sick. Well, I'm not sick now.
Straight out the gate.
Right. I've been sick, and not like that. So I typically only get sick once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And I had a sinus infection late April, and 3 weeks later, I had a cold.
Damn.
So I don't like being sick. I still had to work my job because the bills and the rent is due.
Yeah.
So I was a little crummy, but we're bouncing back.
I'm glad that you're bouncing back, because I too was sick. I think I was sick in the last episode, because when I was listening back, I was like, girl, you sound sick. And that's why this episode, I'm going to try to keep my voice mellow, because I think I was yelling on the mic last time.
Too. Really?
It sounded loud.
Well, in this
episode,
I'm going
to try to be reserved.
Yeah, I was going to say, in this episode, I might have to cough. So, right. I already warned y'all and let y'all,
so y'all
know
got
what's
a
going
pre-warning.
On.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing better, friend. Thank you, friend. Yeah. I'm sad that you were sick, too, but the synergy
doesn't
lie.
Yeah, I think it was definitely the weather, and just, like, it's been raining in Atlanta, like, every day. Yeah, pretty much every day. Yesterday was a damn thunderstorm, basically.
Yep.
And then it's been hot after that. And I know it's supposed to rain in the springtime, but I am concerned, guys. And I'm going to keep voicing this concern until you guys hear me. I'm going to scream it from the rooftops. We need to be concerned about this weather. This global warming,
it's
no
bad.
Reason why it's May 31st, not to timestamp us, but it's May 31st, and it is a little chilly out.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's about to be summer.
Yeah, it's like you can barely go to the pool.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because the water's probably going to be cold, honestly. So, that's how I've been doing. I've been doing good, though. I mean,
that's good.
I'm glad that we're pretty much out of school for the summer now. So, I got a little bit of time in my schedule to chill a little bit, but for the most part, I'm still working.
Yeah,
fortunately, we're the summer. Like, yes, but shout out to all the teachers and all of the academic
administration
people, you know, that work with the kids through the year. Shout out to y'all. I know this was a hard year.
Yeah,
trust me, I know it was tough. So shout out to y'all for making it through, and take this summer to treat yourself, engage in some self-care.
Just rest. Right, because you deserve
be right
it.
Back at it again in August.
Really July,
yeah, because that's when they start going back to do their classrooms and stuff like that, so.
But yeah, so I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm glad that the, you know, school year is pretty much come to a end. And that's pretty much it as far as our check-ins.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. So, today, this episode, guys, we wanted to talk a little bit about red flags. Bright and red, flashing. They're in your face, and we choose to ignore them. And I want to talk about that because I just feel like we're in a weird time where I feel like everybody is weird.
No, everybody is weird.
And I'm not just saying relationships.
No.
The friends are weird. The men are weird. The women are weird. Everybody is just weird. And I'm just wondering if we saw these red flags ahead of time, would we still be saying that these people are weird? Like, if I would have paid attention to the red flags of some of you guys, I wouldn't be in the same positions I'm in now.
No, that's
no, seriously. Like, and I'm just trying to figure out, why do we ignore the red flags with people?
I don't know, friend.
I don't know.
I don't know, but you said a whole...
I said a whole lot.
You said a whole mouthful of things that are gems, because had we known the red flags, we wouldn't be practicing so hard and I have to set the boundaries. No, it would just already be out the gate.
Exactly. It would just not even be in our vicinity. Because as soon as I saw the red flag, I should have let you go.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have even been in this little space.
And it's getting weird. Like, I feel like at a certain age, when does it stop getting weird with friends or with even coworkers or people that you're around? But it doesn't stop. It just gets worse. And my level of patience that I am still praying and working on, I don't like it. Like, it gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
It really does. And it's getting to a point with the red flags. When I see it, you got to go.
See, I feel like I'm getting to that point. Like, I'm really starting to really look at people for what they are versus mm-hmm. their potential. Because I think mm-hmm. that's why we just let the red flags go. Because it's like, well, he looks really good. Like, he's very attractive. So I can kind of disregard some of the things I'm seeing because he's fine.
Yeah.
But once you look past that physical and you look at the emotional part of people, or you look at what inside. Really comes with people, right? The inner.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of red.
It's really ugly.
It'd be real ugly. So ugly and weird. Once again, my word of the episode is weird because people are weird.
No, I feel like weird is a good word because
it's like weird activity going on.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, I think for me, I'm not at the point where I look at potential, mm-hmm. but I try to give grace, mm-hmm. a lot of grace. And so when I'm trying to give you grace, I'm like, oh, I understand. Or I don't, we're walking two different lives. So you're going through what you're going through. I get that. BS. Okay. It's getting to a point where just stop it.
Yeah,
because it's excuses. Now yeah. I'm coming up with excuses for you, and now you're yeah. just acting
outlandish.
Just acting out, yeah. like acting like a toddler. I don't know yeah. at this point. So, yeah, the red flags, the weird. I can't do it.
I can't. I like what you said though about giving people grace, because it comes to a point where you gotta stop giving them grace.
Right.
You know, it's like at this point, I feel like, okay, people can get away with, like, maybe one red flag. Maybe two. It depends on the flag. Because everyone has their own, like, perception of, like, what's bad mm-hmm. and what's tolerable. I feel like you could get maybe two red flags as a pass. Mm-hmm. But once you start tallying up and it starts racking up, I'm doing the pros and the cons list. And the cons is, like, super long. And the pros is only, like, two sentences. You got a lot of red flags, and you might not have no business over here.
No. And you can have, you know, everyone has
their good. Everyone has their flaws.
And they're bad. But I think I'm at a place where with red flags, are you working on actively, like, understanding and self-aware of the mm-hmm. red flags? Or are you just, like, ignoring them too? Or I got them and I don't care?
Yeah.
Like,
because that makes a difference.
Because that's making a difference, but then I get to make the decision if I even want to be around that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Between potential and then just, like I said, being a person where, in this new era of me, I try to give people grace. Look at your world. Look at your perspective. But, like I said, it's a whole bunch of BS after a while. Because you still got the red flags. They're still flashing. And you're still weird as hell.
Yeah, you're still weird.
You're so weird. Yeah. And I don't want to be around anymore.
Yeah. Cause my whole thing with the red flags is like you ignore one, you ignore two, but then they start showing up bigger later.
You know?
Like it's friend. Like, okay, I can look past this one little thing in the beginning, but now we 6 months in and you still on that same type of time. So
yes. Now
I'm concerned.
Yes.
And I might have to remove myself.
It probably wasn't even that bad. Like the red flag was like minor.
Yeah.
But then you continue to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're taking it to hell.
Yeah.
And now I'm at the place where I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
But now I have to go there. And when I have to match where you're at, that's a problem
for
me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the red flags, they get bold. Like, they just start getting bold.
They
like,
orange to red real quick. Real quick.
Bright. Like I said, they're flashing.
Yeah.
They're flashing at this point. So with that, as far as the red flags, I guess you guys know what red flags are, but maybe you don't. And so we do want to give you guys like an idea of what that could be, because I even was like, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
it definitely is. So one thing that's a red flag that I didn't know, lack of emotional intelligence.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't think that that's a red flag.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a red flag simply because emotional intelligence is just the intelligence of emotions. Not to be an asshole. But,
right.
like, if you don't know the difference between happy, sad, mad, and you don't know how to deal mm-hmm. with your emotions, I don't want no parts.
Yeah, I guess
you're not going to lash out on me because you're upset.
Yeah, like, that
don't, why are you raising your voice? Because you're in a tantrum, like a 2-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, that is. I didn't look at it that
way. In the beginning, it might be cool. Like, oh, he got an attitude. He got an attitude problem. But then later on, now you're yelling at me.
Now you took it to hell.
Now you took it to hell. And now we both got to go there. Because who are you talking to?
Okay, I can see that now. Yeah. I guess, like, off that, I'm like, emotional intelligence. But the management of emotions, yeah. This is one that I feel like has always been a red flag. And it's weird because I always say if a person doesn't have friends, I don't really want to be around them.
Yeah.
But that lack of social connection.
Yeah. And I feel like that goes for whoever you're dating and who you're friends with.
Yes.
Because if we're friends and you don't have no other friends you hang out with, I'm concerned. Why am I your only friend at this big age?
At this big age. Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah. And if you're my man and you don't have no friends, that means you're too consumed in my life. And I don't like that. You know, like, now you want to go out with me and my friends. Now you're trying to be on the girls' night. Now I look like the asshole for bringing my man to the girls' night. No. Stay home.
No, I think
where are your friends at?
Right. I think that it's a certain part in friendships that I want to know about you. And I feel like you don't get to really know a person if you don't have any social connections.
Yeah.
Like, who am I really talking to? I don't even know you for real.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're presenting to me, but I don't really know you for real. Like, I can't even see. What can other people say about you?
I need three references on you. I need to know you need a friend from back in the day, you need a friend from mid, and you need a new friend.
Right.
I need to know a few stages of you.
A few of them. I also feel like when people isolate, that's a red flag.
You think so?
I think it's a healthy balance between having community versus a person who's just, like, socially isolating themselves.
Like, they just go missing.
Right. Well, no, because I go missing. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. I'll go MIA in a hot minute. But I feel like it's more of someone's inviting you out constantly, mm-hmm. and you are pushing them away.
Okay.
Versus understanding, yes, you can have some me time, but you also need to have some sense of community.
Yeah.
We all need community.
I agree, yeah. That goes to the friends, though. Like, if you're isolating, you probably don't have any friends, for real.
Or you do have friends.
And you're just burning them out, and you're just like, nah, I can't come. I can't come out.
I think, like, you do have friends, and maybe you're going through something, but you're not understanding, like, what energy you may even be having now that you're by yourself and to yourself this much. Again, it's not healthy. It's not something that you would think is a red flag, but after a while,
it
gets to a point.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys already know the other red flags. Gaslighting. Everybody puts it on social media. He's gaslighting me. She's a gaslighter. You know, I'm not trying to be funny, but
people do gaslight. But I think you guys have taken that word and stretched it long. And it's like, everybody's gaslighting you guys. Sometimes y'all be wrong as hell.
Every time. And just because I'm giving you some accountability doesn't mean that I'm gaslighting you.
Exactly.
It's a total difference.
Just because you can't remember what happened with your bad memory doesn't mean
right now
I'm gaslighting you.
Right. So gaslighting, love bombing.
Okay, my thing about the love bombing, I feel like, yes, it's a red flag.
Yes.
But I totally get it. Like, I totally get for you to come in and be like, I love her. I'm in love with her. Of course you are.
Right.
So I believe that. But it is a red flag because you don't mean it.
It's a red flag, but it's like, to a certain degree, guys. Block it. A person can only love bomb you so many times.
And
so,
yeah.
If you know that they're actively love bombing you,
and you're just allowing it to happen, you're not a victim. Let me stop.
Everybody's opinion of it is different. I get it. It is a key and high sign of manipulation. I always can't say manipulation. Manipulation. Whatever. Y'all get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The point is, yes, it is a form of somebody utilizing something that they know for a fact they're trying to convince you with this thing or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point where block it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a red flag. You noticed it. Yeah. Don't let them continue to love bomb you. So that was a little...
Yeah, I feel like that one is situational.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, you can't allow people to love bomb you. Mm-hmm. If he's coming out the gate, that person's coming out the gate calling you baby, babe, love, all these things, I love you, blah, blah, blah. You're doing too much,
yep,
too fast. And I don't think, I'm not getting any sex with all that. So chill.
I feel like some others that we already know about, envy, jealousy. Mm. I feel like that one hits home with a friend.
Oh, for sure. Because I feel like that's one of those ones you don't see at the beginning. You don't think your friend is jealous of you. You don't think your friend is envious of you. You don't think that your friend is like stealing your ideas or stuff like that until it prospers out later. And it's like, oh,
wow.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it. And that's the one that I'm like, oh my goodness.
I think it's harder to see red flags in friends than it is in like the people you're dating.
Right.
Because I feel like when you're dating, you expect red flags.
Right.
You expect to be on the lookout. Like, okay, he's going to have at least a few. He's not going to be perfect. But when you're friends, making friends with people, it's like, okay, I don't see no red flags because this is a friend. You know, like, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. That's why I said I think jealousy goes hand in hand with the friends because you've been around me. Mm-hmm. Like, I never would have thought that you are jealous of. What would make you think so? Why are you like this? Uh-huh, what's going on? And I don't want to figure it out. Now, that's one that I don't want to figure out.
Right.
Once I see jealousy, I'm
because
out.
Because jealousy turns to envy, and envy gets dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And I don't do that. Mm-mm.
So, yeah, the envy, the jealousy, you start showing any of that, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so most of these, you guys already know, like, someone's using drugs all the time, you know,
is that a red flag?
Yeah,
I feel like
don't even say that.
I think yes, like if I come to your house and you're smoking every day, all day. But what kind of drugs are we talking about?
No, and I knew you was gonna say that. I feel like to a certain extent we know that that's self-medicating.
Yeah.
So if you're always self-medicating and you always need to feel numb,
yeah,
I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay, I agree. If you gotta feel numb or you gotta be always high from the morning you get up to the morning you go to bed, ain't no sober minute, then yeah. That's the red
What's
flag.
The problem?
And because I don't wanna you're figure running out from something.
Right, and I don't wanna figure out at least for me, maybe someone else would wanna figure it out. I don't wanna figure out why you gotta use to that degree.
Yeah.
That's what rehabs are for.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, that's not for me.
It's the same for the drinking. Even though we're having a little wine. Right. If you drink every day, all day.
Tossing the bottle back, that liquor is hard.
Ooh, that liver. Ooh, that liver.
That liquor is too hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
No judgment, but it's like, you know, it gets to a certain point where that's not healthy. And that's what red flags are. Like, these are unhealthy things versus healthier ways to handle yourself or loving yourself accordingly. So those are some red flags. I'm sure you guys already know quite a few of them. Def here has a game for us.
Yes.
And I really can't even see it.
Child, let me zoom in.
Because my contacts are blurry. But we have a little game of just, you know, is it a red flag? Is it a yellow flag? Is it a green flag? Because at the end of the day, you might just not know.
Yeah.
And I might not know.
Yeah.
I'm learning too.
Yeah. Because like we said, it's subjective. And some things might be a yellow flag. Some things might be a red. Some things might be a green. Some things we could be okay with. Some things I might need to see a little bit more. I need to see you in a different situation.
Right.
Maybe it was a day thing. You had an attitude.
Right.
Or is this an everyday thing?
I was going to say, yellow flag. What is a yellow flag?
A yellow flag? I don't know.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like,
I would say it's in the middle. Like, it's like,
I don't see yellow.
You don't see
I
yellow.
See red or green.
Green or red. Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going green or red.
I don't really. Okay. Maybe we can. But yellow, maybe that's the thing that you could possibly work on.
Right, like that's the one that's like, I need to see it in a different situation.
Okay, we can do that.
Be, like being late, that could be a yellow flag. Because I don't really know, like, are you always late? Or is it like you're only late to like... or are you only late to work? Or are you only late to, you know, like, what's the late? So that's a yellow flag.
Okay.
In the middle, we don't know.
We can see
it's debatable.
That. All right.
Okay. So, friend, what do you think about this one? If we've kind of talked about this already.
They have no friend.
Red flag. I agree.
Blinkist.
Get away.
No friends. That goes for partner and friends.
Because then they're going to be controlling. I think that leads to controlling behavior because and insecurities.
Right. Because where's your conflict resolution skills and stuff? You know, it's a lot that goes sharing is caring. Mm-hmm. You ain't learn that if you don't have no friends. So, red.
Okay. What about if they call their ex crazy? She was crazy.
I don't know. Yellow?
Because what if she was yellow, crazy? What if she was crazy?
like, what if she was?
I feel like that's a yellow flag because sometimes men do say that. They use that as as the excuse. Whole time they were the crazy ones.
Yep.
But then there are times where maybe your ex was crazy. And maybe your story is valid. I don't know. I can only just take what you're telling me. So I feel like that's a yellow flag.
That's a yellow.
It's kind of like,
I'll give it a yellow.
Yeah. Okay, what about if they don't tip or they tip low at the restaurants when y'all go out?
Red.
Red. Because you're stingy. You're stingy.
And I'm just not understanding because it goes into, okay, maybe everyone's life is different, but you've been to a restaurant. You understand.
What goes into it.
They don't get paid. The tips is their pay.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely a red.
Red, yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, that means you're stingy. You don't like to give. And I don't want to be with somebody who's
stingy. We want givers.
We want generosity. Okay, what about if they can't hold their alcohol?
Red. Because what are we talking about? Like, are we talking about I'm having a lit night? Or are we talking about...
You got to carry him out the club.
Red. Because why?
No, for real. I agree.
And how many times does this happen? Does this happen just with me? Or is this happening with your friends? This is a safety hazard.
Right, are you the drunk of the group?
Yeah, this is, that's a wrap.
That's a safety hazard, yeah.
That's a safety hazard. We're traveling, we're too big of adults. We travel, other states have different laws.
Right,
country, like, we don't have time for that.
Like, you're trying to get locked up in a different city. Like, I don't have time for that.
Red.
Yeah, that's a red.
What about love, red?
Yeah, red. Red.
I really want to put it at yellow, but I've never been a girly that's been love bombed, so I
that's
I don't want
to
speak
like,
on
I'm
that.
Like, whenever people try to love bomb me, I just be like, blah. Because, like, how are you calling me your baby? 2 days? We just met. You don't know me.
Is that love bombing? I thought it was I love you. So that's love
same
bombing
thing.
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. Like, anything that's, like,
mushy,
gushy that you shouldn't be doing in the first month.
Oh, then that's a red.
Yeah, that's a red. Like,
that's
you don't
red.
Even know me. Hi, I'm your baby. Hi, I'm your baby girl.
Red.
Red.
Being late, yellow.
Say yellow.
Because, okay, I'll go back to me.
Yeah.
I'm late.
What's the percentage, friend? How often do you be late?
When I feel like it.
Honestly, same. I think it's my ADHD, the time blindness.
Yeah, when I feel like it, sometimes, you know, I'm on time, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm too, it may be ADHD, sometimes I'm too early, and then sometimes I'm too late. It's easy to get either or. But for church, I'm early.
Yeah.
For that flight, I'm early.
It's situational. Work. I'm 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late.
I'm not going to speak on that.
But it's situational. But I would say that's the yellow flag.
Because
people would say it's inconsiderate, right? But I would say it's just...
It depends.
You got to know your people. My friends know I'll be late.
My friends are late.
So it's like, I'm not tripping. I'm late too.
I only have one friend who on time all the time, and she just be waiting.
Yeah. Like, I love when we be like, friend, I'm like 25 minutes late. Okay, me too, friend.
Yeah.
Me too. So,
yeah.
Okay, what about codependency?
Red,
yeah.
I don't like overly codependent people.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's rude. It's just, it's not my preference. Like, I need some independency or interdependency.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, like, of course, if we're in a relationship, depend on me, but don't depend on me. I'm the woman. I'm the girl here.
Yeah, that's red.
Yeah.
Bright red.
That's bright red.
But for some people, they like that. But as for me, in my house, hated it.
I agree.
So, no hobbies or interests.
Red.
Red.
Because what are you doing? You don't do shit. You just work and go home.
Red.
No hobbies or interests? That's super red.
That is so red. No. Yeah. Has a lot of debt.
Red. Yeah.
Well, I mean, wait. We got
student loans. Don't count. Student loans don't count. So
but they did, Deb.
But they don't count. But they swindled us. They swindled me at 17 years old and told me I had to pay them $25,000 per semester. That's on them.
I'm gonna say it's a yellow because I don't know your
everybody
situation.
Got debt though in these days, so I feel like
yeah, I feel like that's about a yellow because what is your debt? Are you just buying credit cards and luxury living like and paying using those credit cards?
Yeah.
Then that's a problem. But yeah. If you have debt because you know you might not be come from like as an affluent background or mm-hmm, things mm-hmm, like that, mm-hmm. And we had to take out student loans. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. Yeah, like if you, I'm not gonna count the student loans. So everything else under your belt, if it's a large sum of money, red flag.
Yeah,
cause you, especially if it's the credit cards. The like credit you just card. Ran that credit card to the ground, and you ain't paying it off. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, that's it. Could be a red.
It could be.
But red. I'm gonna give you yellow. I'm gonna have some grace.
Yeah.
See, that's where the grace is coming in, y'all. What about history of failed relationships? I'm going to say red.
I'm going to say yellow. Because only it's situational. What happened? Who was at fault when we say failed relationships?
It's constantly failing.
Right. You might be the problem.
Right. Like, you constantly keep
like
saying.
You ain't had not one good one. Not one.
Or even think about that with friendships.
Yeah. Because friendships can be your friends fall
every
out.
Every time.
Yeah, I agree. That's a red flag.
That's a red.
Yeah, because if it's every time, yeah, you're not a people person. Maybe you should just isolate.
It ain't working. And now you're about to isolate, and now that's about to be a red flag.
Right, and so, now we're going to have a failed relationship. So you might as well just keep it pushing.
Red. Next one. Not close to their friends or family. Red.
That's super red.
When people tell me, oh, I just don't have, like, I don't talk to my family like that. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's concerning. Like, I no time frame. I dated this dude. He had a twin brother. Mm-hmm. And his twin brother was not cool.
Oh.
Red flag.
Yeah, that is
how
red.
How you not cool with your own twin brother?
And I get it, you know,
things
families.
Happen,
yeah.
But y'all came out doing it.
That's a little red. Together.
That's a
little
that's
red.
That's a red flag, yeah.
That's red. Family or friends. Like, right. You don't have no close friends.
Right.
No close family.
The family, I know things can happen. You know, people.
Yeah.
Things happen. But, like. Not no cousins.
But your friends can be your chosen family. So that's why I said red.
Yeah.
Never been in a long-term relationship.
Red. Because long-term, I feel like that's a year plus.
But I was going to say yellow, but I feel like at this age, red.
Right, like at this age, red. Like not even a year with somebody.
That's a red.
Yeah, concerning.
That might be a red.
Yeah. What about if they're friends with their ex?
Yellow.
I say yellow.
Because I feel like you could be friends with your ex. I feel like you can.
I feel like you can, too. I feel like if there's boundaries in place.
It has to be a mutual respect with your current partner.
Exactly.
So I feel like you can do that.
Yeah.
Let's be adults here. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Remind you of your ex. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Remind you of your ex.
Red flag, though.
Yeah, because I that patterns. Patterns.
Yeah, like I could have stayed with him.
Yeah, patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that again. So if it's like things, you know, when people say like, it reminds me of this, or they do the same thing.
Right. Like, red. Yeah, because that's why I left that one.
Red, yeah.
That's the red one.
Making jokes in a teasing. Red.
Red.
I don't like that.
Because I don't like the saying that, oh, guys are, they make jokes, they're mean to you when they like you. This is not kindergarten.
But I think of friends with that too.
Yeah, that's
because you have friends. You have friends who will say little shady stuff like, oh, girl, I'm joking.
Oh, those, what you're ugly, da da da. Don't do that.
Cause then
or, oh, your little business. Little.
Your little podcast.
I'm seeing jealousy.
I'm seeing jealousy. I'm seeing envy. I'm seeing haters. I don't want no parts.
I don't want no parts.
And it's not cool.
Yeah, I agree.
That's and we don't like the little teasing. And you're grown.
Yeah.
We don't do adult bullies.
No.
Rude to people in the service industry.
Red. For sure.
Because what is the problem? Those are strangers.
Exactly. And then not even to just group them to like the service industry. Like you're rude to people in general. Like you're rude to everybody.
It's giving projection.
It's giving you hate yourself.
People pleaser. Red.
Yellow. Red. I'm gonna go red.
Because what are you
why
pleasing?
Are you so pressed to please everybody?
What are you pleasing? Maybe we're too harsh, but right, I feel like people pleaser
red.
Is red. That's
no,
red all day long.
Because it's like you don't have no like
boundaries,
sense of being okay with yourself. like
boundaries,
being fine with, I'm cool with just doing what I'm doing. I don't have to please nobody. I don't give a damn about what everybody else
I feel like exactly what you said, mm-hmm. and I immediately, people pleaser, your mm-hmm. boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you don't have none mm-hmm. at this point. Workaholic, ooh,
yeah,
get a little,
that could be green,
tiptoey.
Right, that could be green.
I don't know. I'm a workaholic, so
that's what I'm saying. It could be, I feel like a workaholic in the sense that you're bringing in money, green flag. Workaholic in the sense of you just working,
mm-hmm.
and you just like, you're just busy, but ain't no product coming from the work,
yeah,
because now you're putting time in the shit that's not.
Yeah, it's just yellow. And like, how are you prioritizing that? Like, mm-hmm. is it work and then things, or is it like
Work.
Because for me, yes, I work a lot, but my family, if they need me, I'm out.
Right.
So, yeah. No car, red.
Red.
R to the E.
And I'm not even trying to, like, I'm not shaming nobody. We don't do that on this podcast. But at this age, you should have a car.
That is a red flag.
Maybe not your own place. I don't want to get into that.
Because, see,
I don't want to step on nobody's toes.
I'm going to say,
I'm going to keep my opinions, my non-negotiables to myself.
I'm just going to say, we do very adult things.
Over here.
No. Well, yeah, that too. But you do a very adult things that you need your own space and privacy. So if you need your own space and privacy, then you need to have your own things.
Facts.
Y'all picking up what I'm putting down, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But then, red.
Yeah, red. Totally.
Pillow talking.
I'm gonna say
yellow. I'm gonna say red.
You gonna say green?
I'm gonna say yellow red.
I'm gonna say, okay, what is pillow talking? Because is it like you always bringing me the tea? Like you always got some tea on somebody? Or is it like we both mutually got tea? Or
tea is messy.
I'm gonna say it's a yellow.
Because it's healthy.
I feel like it's healthy to have those conversations with your partner.
It is healthy to have.
We might be having them on the pillow, but like that's the time to have those.
Yeah, we've been working all damn day. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yellow.
I'm gonna say yellow, but it depends on what are we talking about.
Yeah,
because like, if as the man, if you're always bringing me the tea and you're the messy one, red flag.
I don't like no messy man.
But if I hate a messy man, but if we both are bringing, but then what we talking about? That's my only thing with the pillow talking is like, do we have mutual? You know, like what are we talking about?
How long are we talking?
Right.
And I would
what
say
is the subject. You know,
yellow.
Like I'm gonna say yellow too, because it's situational.
Yeah, it's yellow.
Yeah.
Different life goals and values. That's a green.
That's a green because I don't want you to have the same goals as me. Because then you're competing with me as a man.
Or maybe not even competing. It's like we just need to have some different interests.
Yeah,
like
you do this, I do that.
Yeah.
And somehow we meet in the middle.
Why the hell would I want to date another therapist?
Right, so we can both be stressed out? I want to come home to peace.
Right. I need someone. I don't want you to talk about
I want somebody to be like, here's your dinner. Here's my plate ready.
Or just tell me about something else.
Right.
Tell me.
I don't even care. We can talk about sports. There's
no crises.
Anything else aside from what I did today at work.
Yeah.
Will work for me.
Yeah. That's going to be a green for me.
Yeah.
Respect your boundaries. Of course. Green. That's a green.
Yeah.
You don't even have to talk about that one. Pays attention to the little things, green
for sure, of course, because the little things always count, you know.
Yeah,
if you can always
pay attention
to those little things, then you don't.
You're paying attention. That's the
a green flag for sure.
So
I think those all of them. Yes, those are all of them.
That was a fun game.
Yeah,
that
so
was fun. So I think
get in the comments and let us know what y'all thought of those.
Right?
Did y'all agree? Disagree? Green flag? Red flag? Let us know.
Because, you know, what you view as a green flag could be different, but at the end of the day, the red flags do not change.
Yeah, they don't.
They are all the same.
Yeah, so red flag in the beginning will be an even bigger red flag in the end.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be in your feelings hurt because you got to cut that nigga off.
Or the friend. Because I friend. Always say the friend breakups hurt worse.
They do, for sure.
They hurt worse.
They do.
But yeah, so we want to know what your red flags are that you have. You heard a couple of me and Dems.
Yeah, everything is a red flag to me.
You heard what ours are. And like, make it personal too. Like, you can have some. You can't expect them to come to you with, you know, great things in this healthy relationship. And you got your red flags shining very bright. And they can turn green, but you need to recognize those first.
Yeah, friend, do you think you have any red flags?
Absolutely. I saw on there that avoiding conflict. Mm. I don't mind confrontation. But initially, I don't like to engage. So I just don't.
You just disengage.
Very quickly. Mm. That's a red flag, I feel.
Right? I wouldn't think that. Well, I wouldn't think that you, like, stray away from conflict.
I really don't like it.
I'm not a fan of it either. I personally am not a confrontational person, and I'm trying to work on that because I know that's not a good thing.
Like, it's not. I feel like I do. I see the benefit of confrontation, but I don't like when people take me there. Like, yeah. I think I have no problems going there, but initially I'm just... I want to play it cool.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, the red flags, it gets to blinking a little bit brighter. And now you have to F around and find out. And here we are.
Right.
So, here we are. So, yeah, I think that is a red flag. Because I will just straight up not say nothing. Or stop talking to you.
Yeah, that could be a red flag. Ghosting.
I will ghost you. Very quickly. Toxic trait.
Yeah.
What about yours, friend?
I think one of my red flags is probably here today and gone tomorrow. I think I could be very wishy-washy with, I wouldn't say my friends, no, but like men that I'm dating, they probably can never really tell how I really feel about them. And I think that's a red flag.
Yes.
But it's not my fault. It's really, it's like, one minute I do fuck with them. I love them down. And then the next minute they do something that I'm just like, I can't really get with that. So then I go missing for a little bit.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so I think that's kind of a red flag because it's like you're not consistent.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that because that goes into communication,
right? And it's so, just more so. I'd rather just like you just disappear. I'd rather just
I'm gonna pop back out, but I've already told you. I guarantee you. That'd be my thing right there. I probably told you about 36 times what you're doing and how you're doing it because I overly communicate.
Yeah.
So if you keep on doing it, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm the type, I'll tell you one time, and then, like, you keep doing it. I might let you get away, like, 2-3 more times. I'm racking it up. I'm getting all my evidence together. I'm getting all my stuff together. And then I'm presented to you when you're like, damn, why are you tripping? Why you I ain't heard from me. Oh, this is why you're here from me. And you're not going to continue to hear from me.
Never again. Maybe that's the Sag and Gemini.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Like I'm very much like
I'm off of it.
Here go your long list of grievances.
I'm off of it.
So yeah, so I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. We gave y'all some red flags, some green flags. Mm-hmm. We even talked about our own red flags with being vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
I'm kidding.
Very. But yeah, so tune in to our past episodes.
Yeah.
Dev takes over this part because I can never remember. So follow us at
our Instagram on @what'sthepoint_pod, where you can find all of our information. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday. We right here on YouTube every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday.
And yeah, make sure y'all follow us. Subscribe, like, comment, let us know because we want to hear from y'all. We don't want to just be talking to the abyss. We want to hear from you. Get in the comments.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.